So we have Cirque de Freak, the Vampire's Assistant. This is, of course, starring John C. Reilly, who I love, Josh Hutcherson, and Chris Mangulia, who is our little newbie. This is probably one of the very large number now, especially vampire teenage book series that I haven't actually read. I've read quite a few, but this one I haven't actually got around to yet, so I wasn't quite sure what to expect, especially as this is aimed more at younger teenagers rather than sort of the Twilight Mark series. House of Night series is sort of aimed towards the elder teenagers. I really enjoyed the film. I thought it was a really good storyline. Basically, we have Darren, who becomes a vampire in order to save his best friend Steve. Steve is unaware that he's actually become a vampire to save his life because Steve wants to become a vampire. Basically, these two best friends turn against each other, with the vampires and the vampirians, which is a different type of vampire. They're the bad vampires. It's loads of fun. As you can guess by the title, it's about a circus of freaks, of which the vampires are part of. Very good storyline. I can see obviously that it's a series that it's going to continue, and I do hope they make the other films because they left it on a little bit of a cliffhanger. So it would be nice to sort of follow it through and see what actually happens. It's a nice, easy story to follow. Bit of romance, bit of friendship. You know, good versus evil and all that is great. It's actually quite funny in parts, especially to keep the younger ones amused. No blood and gore really. It's you know, it completely goes away from the whole Twilight, House of Night and all the other vampire stuff, and has made it quite fun and interesting. Even though Darren doesn't actually want to become a vampire, he actually wants, you know, he does it to save Steve. It's quite interesting to see how he copes with his new powers, such as super speed and all the rest of it. Although he has a bit of trouble drinking blood, which is quite amusing to watch when he doesn't want to do it. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was quite refreshing, actually, because there's a lot of vampire stuff out lately. And I mean, a lot out lately. So it's nice to have something quite new and different and a bit more friendly on the eye. Even though there's good and bad vampires in this, it is a lot of fun, as I've already said, so it's a difference in a good way. And I think the kids will rather enjoy it, and there's no emo in it, which is excellent because I hate the whole vampire emo. I'm gonna be really depressed. So it's really good, and I do really hope they make the others because it looks like it could be quite a good series, so you might want to watch out for that.